Proclamation number 7562 of 29th of March, 1960. Total spiritual change. A spiritual change for the better will no longer take place on this earth, and people who indulge in this hope are in erroneous thinking, and they will therefore be surprised when the course of world events will convince them that a spiritual change is by no means recognizable, that people always sink deeper into darkness the further time advances. People themselves are no longer changing to the extent that I could refrain from dissolving the creations. They increasingly fall prey to my adversary. They fulfill his will and therefore become ever more ripe for the downfall which signifies the end of this earth for humanity. There are only ever a few who recognize the seriousness of the time, who make an effort to live the way of life according to my will, who believe in me and therefore will find grace before my eyes. And these also believe in an end because they can follow people's spiritual law and recognize that the earth is ripe for destruction. But these few cannot cause me to refrain from the final work of destruction, for I must also remember the still-bound spiritual substances which shall continue their course of development in new creations. I must also remember those people who fail so that they can be reintegrated into the process of ascent development, so that they are taken from my adversary's power. These people would irrevocably fall further and further into the abyss if I allowed the earth to continue and did not put an end to my adversary's activity. This earth period has to come to an end and a new one has to begin again. Otherwise divine order would never be established, but this is my eternal plan of salvation. Once every redemption period comes to an end, and this period has now also reached the time when order has to be established again so that the development of the spiritual will continue. This is incomprehensible to every person who does not strive spiritually. But everyone whose spirit is awakened and who looks around with open eyes must understand it. Unbelief and unkindness are rampant. People no longer expect to live on after death. They don't believe in Jesus Christ and his act of salvation. They only live a worldly life and don't think about the purpose and aim of their existence. And only rarely can a person still be won over for me and my kingdom. And thus a spiritual law has set in which can no longer be remedied other than through a complete reorganization, a straightening and transposition of the spiritual into the form corresponding to its state of maturity. And this is what the work of transformation on the old earth is supposed to achieve, that all forms are dissolved and the spiritual bound in them is incorporated into other forms, so that the upward development can continue. And this requires a total change, spiritually and earthly. It requires the end of the old and the emergence of a new earth. It necessitates the establishment of the order of eternity, which will always be carried out again from my side when the time has expired, when a redemption period has come to an end according to the destiny of eternity. Amen.